The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, you've been hearing it all morning. Jessie Buckley has been named Best Female Actor at the Golden Globes for her role in Hamlet. The movie also picked up the award for the Best Motion Picture Drama. Here is the Kerry actress accepting her award.
This is not a normal feeling or situation to be in. But thank you, Golden Globes. Thank you, Focus, and everybody who supported this film. Chloe, Paul, Maggie, Max, Emily, Jacoby, Joe, the 400 extras, I adore you. I would rave in that globe for the rest of my life with you. It was such an extraordinary set to be part of because, you know, we were telling the story of probably the most famous Brit that ever lived, and we had a Chinese director, a lot of Irish, a mostly Polish crew, and beside our British family. Well, actually, I'd really like to thank our grip, Tomac, because during shooting, Tomac started to disappear a little bit during the shoot, and I found him one day at the back of his truck, and he was chopping up potatoes and onions and meat, and he was making, and he brought his ginormous cast iron pot over from Poland, and he was making soup, and this soup started turning up on set, so it was delicious. Thanks, Tomac, for bringing your pot to set.
A most unusual thank you from Jessie Buckley to a Polish soup maker part of the crew. So Lisa Cannon is with me in studio, head of studio at DMG Media. This is probably, it's great, but it's not really a surprise given the hype about Jessie at the moment.
No, absolutely. And good morning. I mean, obviously, I'm dead proud and delighted as well. When I woke up this morning, I was thrilled to hear the news. I mean, this is actually making history because she's the first Irish person to win in this category as Best Actress. So, you know, the lights are ready for the Oscars, please God. And if she does, that's another historic win. What's lovely about the movie speech, actually, is the fact that, of course, she, you know, shout out to her key grip there, Thomas, who brought his cast iron pot from Poland. But it also kind of creates the atmosphere that the film community that she was in making the film was about care and feeding the work literally and figuratively. I think, you know, she saluted the 400 extras. Not many people do that in their Oscar speeches. They're pretty, politically accurate, where she went off script and just enjoyed, I think,
the moment. I have to admit, I haven't seen the movie yet. I've read the book and it was one of my favourite books when it came out. Maggie O'Farrell, she has a new one out too, which I'm in the process of beginning. So I'm a great fan of the material and it seems like the crew cast have done it justice.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you look at kind of the press tour she's on at the moment, of course, they stopped in the Globe as well in London recently. But I think, you know, her relationship with Paul Mescal is incredibly close.
Now, he missed out on Best Supporting Actor.
He did miss out, unfortunately, which is a bit of a shame. But, you know, they're championing each other across the awards season. She won, of course, for the Critics' Choice. I think also the fact that they had intimacy classes, they had workshops right before, as only great actors can do. They drew the best of each other in the performances. I mean, they had a bit of a laugh about the intimacy that they had to create in order to get where they needed to be. But Paul is saying that she led the way. She's going to pave the way for other actors to look at her performance 10, 20, 50 years from now and say this is one of the greatest great actresses' performances of all time. I've yet to see it myself, Pat, so I know we're both in the same position. I can't wait to see it. I'm sure it's groundbreaking.
Now, you think she has something in common with Colin Farrell. Explain.
Well, I think just because Andrew Lloyd Webber came out and said, you know, the show that she was on, which was to find a new Broadway star, she didn't win. She lost out when she was 17 years of age. If she had won, she would never be Jessie Buckley of last night collecting her Golden Globe. She would have been part of what we would call, you know, the band era. And that's very similar to Colin Farrell. Had he got his spot in Boyzone, he would never be the Colin Farrell we know today.
Now, we should mention that this movie also got Best Picture.
Yes, it did win Best Picture. And I think, you know, that's really important to know because it was up against some serious heavy hitters. I mean, this is the 83rd Golden Globes, you know, a really important drive and portal for the Oscars and what's to come. I think, you know, it really resonates with people because I think it matters beyond the mantelpiece. I think this win affirms the audience's appetite for literary adaptations. Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned, you're reading the next book. It takes emotional risks. And I think it consolidates her standards as one of the most nuanced performances of the generation. We want to see actors dig deep. We want to see them balance historical kind of texture and the psychology. Again, you know, I can't wait to see her performance. People have said this is groundbreaking. It's a birth like no other of an acting kind of chronological kind of showcase. So I'm really looking forward to
it. Now, we should give honourable mention to Andrea Mara because her book, All Her Fault, created the series. Now, she was shortlisted in the limited series category. She lost out to Adolescence, but fair play to Andrea Mara.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, there's lots of, as Jesse Buckley mentioned in her speech there, lots of Irish involved, not only in the production, but behind the scenes as well in Hamnet. I think also it's lovely to see her there. She was dressed beautifully in Dior. We've seen her in Vogue as well.
I didn't like the Vogue photo shoot, to be quite honest.
No,
I
know, you were
telling me that.
Yeah. A bit dowdy. Well, she certainly looked more beautiful than I've ever seen her last night, collecting her golden statuette. But I think, you know, in the interviews and the release and the awards season, she spoke about inhabiting a mother's grief and how that stirred a deep need for her to become a mother herself. I love the fact that Jessie, I've interviewed her. I interviewed her for Wild Rose and the Sugar Club just around the corner there years ago. And you want to become her best friend. She's that type of person that, you know, she welcomed her first child after the production wrapped. She's a normal girl. She married a normal person. And I think, you know, the fact that she lives quietly in Norfolk and she's humble and she thanks people, she cares. She's definitely an actress.
And whether she means it or not, she's a hoot.
She's
I saw her on Graham Norton. I mean, she's just funny.
She's great fun. And she's really nice to interview as well. She gets it. You know, she does her bit, but at the same time, there's no nonsense with her. And I know even from what people have said over the news over the last 24 hours in Killarney, people are so proud of her. You know, it's a historic win for us all, really.
Now, apropos of all of this, it might boost box office receipts a bit in Ireland.
Yeah. So we've had a very disappointing box office takings in 2025 due to the heat wave that we had. Although it didn't feel like a heat wave, but it definitely affected in, you know, the figures because Ireland's records for cinema takings plunged because of it. The recorded box office takings were 95,257,295 last year. So a 6.8% drop from the previous year. You know,
question is it the streamers or was it just the heat wave?
I think, according to the heat wave, according to, of course, the success of it is the fact that the heat wave did it. But the Minecraft movie topped the charts, pulling in more than 5.4 at the Irish box office. But, you know, there's many movies still to come. James Cameron has directed Epic. Did you see that? The Avatar Fire and Ash? No, you haven't.
No.
That wouldn't be your cup of tea at all. It hit cinemas just on St. Stephen's Day. That's set to take a little bit more than what it did, 1.9 million in the 6 days between that and New Year's Eve. But we've got other ones coming down the track, Toy Story 5, Minions 3 and Super Mario Galaxy as well.
So maybe 2026 will be better for the box office.
It will indeed.
Lisa, thank you very much for joining us. That's Lisa Cannon, Head of Studio at DMG Media.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.